In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the fourth day of the Pentecost. And as all of you know, that the Church presents our Lord Jesus Christ resurrected from the dead. And the functions that we may be able to have through his salvation. That's why we heard about our Lord Jesus Christ presented from the church as the bread of life, and then as the source of the water of life, and today as the light of life. Jesus Christ said it clearly, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in the darkness." And the main difference between the light and the true light is the main difference between the created and the creator. The created is the sun, the moon, the stars, and other sources of light. But the true light is the creator of all of them. Second, the light is just helping us in the day through the sun and at night through the moon and the stars. But the true light helps us not only to see, but also to walk in righteousness. Third, the light is something outside you. When you see the light reflecting on your eyes to the things or the persons, then you may be able to see all of them. But the true light enlightens you from inside. It does not come from out to let you see. But the true light is dwelling within you, in your heart. That's why when the Lord says, "I am the true light," it means that you will be able to see through me from inside whatever is unseen to the others, whatever the others do not see, whatever the others do not believe in, whatever the others do not recognize or even believe. That's why every morning in the prime prayer, we see, "O you true light," the true light who comes to the world, enlighten our hearts and enlighten our minds and enlighten our inners. Here we can see that those who believe in the Lord will walk in the light of the Lord. And those who do not believe in him will walk in the light of the world. But the light of the world is created. Sometimes you cannot see the sun. Many days in the month, you cannot see the moon or the stars. But the true light shines in your heart all time, day and night, every moment of your life. That's why blessed are those who are enlightened by the true light, our Lord Jesus Christ. Today, for the time, we'll speak about only three main points. As a true light, our Lord is not only the source of life, but He is the life. We'll see Him next week saying about Himself, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And there is a relationship, direct relationship, between the light and the life. When our Lord Jesus Christ stood before the tomb of Lazarus, Lazarus was dead. Lazarus was in the tomb. Lazarus was in the darkness. And then when our Lord cried out saying, Lazarus, come forth, then he came out of the darkness of the tomb to the light of the world, or from the dead to the life. And this is the relationship between those who recognize the true light and who actually live the true light, the true life in the world. There are many people who think that they live. But in one of the epistles to the angel of one of the churches of Ephesians in the Revelation book, he said, I do know your works. And you say that you are alive. You have a name that you are living, but you are dead. To see the things is very easy, but to live in the true life, this is the faith. This is the main difference between you and the others who do not recognize the true life. That's why St. Paul, for example, just an example, in the epistles of Romans, chapter 13, he said to them, the night is far spent, the day is at stand. Is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. How? How put on the armor of light? Let us walk properly in the day, not in the revelry and drunkenness, not in the lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lusts. If you want really to know what is the true light, then ask you, do you live really in Jesus Christ? Do you live according to the flesh or according to the Spirit? Do you live according to the desires of the world or you do live according to the will of God in your life. This is the true light. If you want to see the true light and to live in the true light day and night, then go in the paths of the Lord Jesus Christ to live, not according to the lusts of the body, but according to the Spirit, obeying and dealing with the Holy Spirit in your heart. Number two, there is a relationship, direct relationship also, between the light and the truth. Truth. Actually, the true light is not just, as I said, the light that you see from outside. No. The true light is love, truth. That's why the Lord Jesus Christ gave his Holy Spirit to the church, and our holy apostles gave us this Holy Spirit, and it is given to us from generation to generation through the baptism and the confirmation. And this is the system of Christianity. This is what they call from the beginning the way, the followers of the way. The people who believed in God first were not known as Christians. No. They were known as the followers of the way. Who is the way? Our Lord Jesus Christ, the true light. This is the life that has the true light, holiness, clearness, steadfastness, straightforward, and truth. The truth who does not know the betraying or the deceiving or what the world calls diplomacy. We don't have diplomacy in the church. The diplomacy, the diplomatic way, is the language of those who live in politics. We don't have politics. We have only the truth in Jesus Christ. That's why in the book of Isaiah, chapter 5, very clearly, in chapter 5, verse 20, the Holy Spirit was speaking on the mouth of Isaiah to differentiate between the truth and the deceiving, saying, "Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." Yes, there is forgiveness in Christianity. Yes, we have to forgive one another, but not on the account of the truthfulness. Do not switch the matters. Sin is sin. Darkness is darkness. Light is light. Bad is bad. Good is good. Do not say about the good it is bad, or vice versa. This is the true light. Our Lord Jesus Christ never switched between good and bad. Never accepted the sinners before their repentance. When he spoke to the Samaritan woman, he did not say, You said the truth until she confessed, saying, I have no man. I have no husband. He did not say to the sinner, don't worry, forget it, go ahead. Never said that. Even to the woman who was caught in the sin. After he revealed the sins of the others who wanted to stone her, he said, has anyone condemned you? She said, no. Then he said to her, also I will not condemn you, but go, do not do it again. This is the meaning. Our Lord Jesus Christ never accepts the bad, but he wants us to repent, to go from bad to God, to good, from darkness to light, from bitterness to sweetness. And this is the relationship between the true light and also the truth. Listen to St. John chapter 3, when our Lord Jesus Christ was speaking to Nicodemus, chapter 3, 21. He said, 20 and 21, for everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen that they have been done in God. Number three, not only the life or also the truth, but what above all of that is love. Love is very important. There are many people who can see the sun and the moon, the sun and the moon and the stars, and having very sharp-sighted, but they live in darkness. Why? Because they don't have love in their hearts towards the others. That's why there is a very important relationship between the light and the love. And the most speaker about this topic is, of course, Saint John, the disciple of God, and whom we call the beloved of God, who used to lean his head on the chest of our Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to what he said to clarify to us the relationship between the light and the love. Chapter 1 from the first epistle of St. John, Chapter 2, he said, from 9 to 11, he who says that he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness until now. He who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause of stumbling in him. But he who hates his brother is in darkness and walks in darkness and does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes. Although he sees, according to our laws, he sees, even without glasses, but in the eyes of the Lord, the darkness blinded his eyes. Why? because he does no way to love the others, even those who do not love him. And this is the important thing. And this is the main relationship between having the true light in your heart and living in the darkness of the world without having a love in your heart. We cannot say that we see God or we live in the true light while we do not love the others. And he insisted on that on chapter 4, again, in verses 7 and 8, saying, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love." At the end, we can say, if the Lord presented himself to us as the true light, saying, "I am the true light," don't forget that in the book of St. Matthew, chapter 5, he said, "You are the light of the world." We also can be the light of the world. How? When the true light shines from our hearts to the whole world, then the people will see the works and glorify our Father in heaven. This is a very important. If you say that I live in the true light, while your heart is not full of love towards the other, then look at yourself, correct yourself, fill your heart with love, and then you will see truly, not this light outside, but the light from your heart. هذا الحد الرابع. في الحد الرابع زي ما احنا دايما بنقول في الخمسين, المسيح بيقدم لنا ذاته على أنه نور العالم. احنا شفنا الحد اللي فات مع كلامه مع السامرية أنه مصدر الماء الحي. الحد اللي قبله أنه خبز الحياة. النهاردة هو نور العالم. طبعا في فرق كبير بين نور الشمس والقمر والكواكب والنجوم والنجف والأضواء الصناعية اللي بيعملها العالم من شلالات نياجرا ومن غيره. كل ده حاجة, والنور الحقيقي حاجة تانية. النور كل الناس شايفاه, لكن النور الحقيقي مش كل الناس شايفاه. النور مخلوق, لكن النور الحقيقي خالق. النور بيجي من الناس للناس من بره. ما احنا لو طفينا النور ده وتخيلنا ان احنا في الظلم خالص, ما حدش فينا هيشوف التاني, ولا هيشوف كراسي, ولا هيشوف بشر. امال النور بيجي ازاي؟ النور بيجي من نجفة يقع على عينك, ها, وبعدين بيحصل ريفليكشن على الأشياء من عينك تشوف. حتى لو عينك مفتوحة خالص ولابس أقوى نظارة, الدنيا ظلمة خالص مش هتشوف حاجة. فالنور بيجي من بره, لكن النور الحقيقي من جوه القلب. ده جمال النور الحقيقي. النور الحقيقي ساكن جواك, جواك. في عز الظلمة تشوفه, في عز نومك تشوفه, في النهار في الليل تشوفه, الدنيا مليانة سحاب ومفيش شمس تشوفه, بعيد عن نص الشهر ولا أول الشهر ومفيش قمر تشوفه. ليه؟ لأنه جواك مش بره. هو ده النور الحقيقي. عشان كده المسيح لما جه ما قالش أنا النور, قال النور الحقيقي. أنا هو نور العالم. اللي يمشي ورايا مش هيروح في الظلمة. أنا هو نور العالم, من يتبعني لا يمشي في الظلمة. يوحنا 8:12. في علاقة كبيرة بين النور والحياة, نور والحق, والنور والحب. اللي فاكر نفسه عايش في النور وهو عايش في وسط العالم في ملذات العالم ومضيع وقته طول النهار، حتى لو طول النهار بيشتغل 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 بيشتغل، وبعدين ده المثل البلدي لسه قايلينه امبارح للناس حبايبنا. مثل البلدي بيقول لك ايه؟ تجري يا بني ادم ايه؟ جري الوحوش وغير رزقك ما امدحوش، مش تعمل حاجه، هتجري وترمح وتعمل زي ما انت عايز زي ما انت عايز والاخر. فحتى اللي مضيع وقته فاكر انه عايش وعايش كويس الحمد لله، وجاب بيت وكبر البيت وعمل وجاب عربيه وشغل العربيه وجاب فلوس وبنكه وعمل لنفسه والاولاد والحياه، والحياه رغيده وجميله جدا، هي دي الحياه، هي دي الحياه، ما احنا سايبينها سايبينها اردنا او لم نرد سايبينها وماشيين. نحن دخلنا العالم بلا شيء، واضح اننا سوف نترك العالم بلا شيء. والمسيح عشان يورينا الفرق بين النور والحياه واقف على قبر العازر ونادى لعازر هلم خارجا، طلع من ظلمه القبر لنور الايه؟ لنور الحياه، من ظلمه الموت لنور الحياه. خدوا بالكم احبائي، اللي عايش في النور الحقيقي فاهم حياته، حياته هي ايه؟ عارف بولس الرسول اكتشف الحكاية دي وعرفها كويس جدا، قال حياتك ايه يا بولس الرسول؟ قال لي الحياة هي ايه؟ المسيح، والموت الربح، هكسب هكسب ليه؟ ما انا هسيب بقى المشاكل والمصاعب والمتاعب والامراض والجري والرمح على الفاضي ده، هسيبه ده كله 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 وابقى مع ايه؟ مع المسيح. فاذا ليه الحياة هي المسيح والموت ربح. تجري على ايه؟ شاغل نفسك على ايه؟ جبت مليون ولا تريليون، ما تشوف اللي في السجن، ما تشوف اللي مرمي في شرم الشيخ، الملياردير ما تشوفه فين؟ عامل ايه باللي جمعه ده؟ قول واللي معاه واللي غيرهم، واللي اتمسكوا واللي ما اتمسكوش، وياما ما اتمسكوا اكتر من اللي ما اتمسكوش. لكن انا عايز اقول كل ده ولا حاجه ولا حاجه. الحياة مع المسيح هي أقوى حاجة. عشان كده المسيح يقول إن كان أحد يمشي في الليل يعثر، لأن النور ليس فيه، لكن اللي ماشي في النور بتاعي يمشي في الحياة. أرجوك ادرك إن الحياة اللي في المسيح هي الحياة الحقيقية، واللي بره ده كله أي كلام. نمرة اتنين، نور والحق. طبعا المسيح قال أنا والطريق والحق والحياة. المسيح سلم الكنيسة الروح القدس، والرسل ادونا الروح القدس، والروح بيشرع فينا، خلنا هياكل له. وأيضا النور اللي فينا، النور اللي فينا علمنا القداسة، علمنا الوضوح، علمنا الصراحة، علمنا الاستقامة، بعدنا عن الالتواء ولي الحقائق اللي بنسميها دبلوماسية. الدبلوماسية دي مش عندنا، بعدنا عن الغش وبعدنا عن الخداع. هو ده الروح القدس دي، هو ده الحق، ده الحق اللي قال عنه أشعيا في خمسة، يقول ويل ويل للقائلين للشر خري خيرا وللخير شرا، ويل للجاعلين الظلام نورا والنور ظلاما، الجاعلين المر حلوا والحلو مر، الخطية خطية. والمسيح لما برر السامرية ما قالناش برافو عليك روح عيشي مع السادس وشوفي واحد سابع، ما الدنيا كده، ما احنا ضعفة، اصل احنا في كندا، اصل احنا في وسط ناس تعبانين، ما كويس قوي ان احنا ماشيين كده، ما تقولش كده. المسيح ما قالش كده، المسيح ما حولش الخير شر والشر خير، الظلمة ظلمة والنور نور. اوعى تفتكر انك لما تغفر وتسامح والكنيسة تدي لك الحل معناها أنك بتوافق أنك تفضل عايش على طول في الضعف في الضعف في الضعف. لا، فيه علاقة بين النور والحق. الحق أن أجرة الخطية موت، هو ده الحق. ومش عشان المسيح مات من أجلنا واتصلب القانون ده راح، لا، القانون ده لسه قاعد،
وحتى لو خدت الحياة بالمعمودية وبالميرون وعشت في الموت، مش هقدر إن أنا أدخل الأبدية، مش هقدر. لو رفضت الحق مش هقدر أدخل السماء مهما كان، لأن من يفعل الحق يقبل إلى إيه؟ إلى النور، لكي تظهر أعماله أنها بالحق إيه؟ معمولة. ثالث حاجة النور والحب. طبعا يوحنا الحبيب اتكلم عن الموضوع ده كتير، قال اللي بيقول أنا ماشي في النور هو ما بيحبش أخوه كذاب، بيخدعنا بكذاب. الله يقول كده ببساطة، أخوك اللي أنت شايفه ما أنتش قادر تحبه، طب ربنا اللي مش شايفه تحبه إزاي؟ إذا كنت لا تحب أخاك الذي تراه فكيف تحب الله الذي ترى الذي لا تراه؟ عشان كده لازم يبقى قلبك مليان بالحب عشان النور الحقيقي يشع من جواك. هي دي القيامة. إذا كنت عايز تقوم مع المسيح، ادرك يا عزيزي من كل قلبك ان النور الحقيقي المسيح القائم من الموت بيملى قلبك بالحب. ليه؟ لان النور الحقيقي حبنا واحنا مش مستهلين، جه العالم بتاعنا واحنا ما نسواش. هذه المحبه، ليس اننا احببنا الله، بل ايه؟ بل انه هو احبنا اولا وبذل نفسه لاجلنا. هو ده الحب. عشان كده السلوك في النور معناها الايه؟ السلوك في الحب. دور بقى لو قلبك كده مغير من ناحيه اخوك، ها، صلح نفسك. لو قلبك مغير من ناحيه حد، قول لا انا عايز النور الحقيقي يبقى شارب 6/6 جوه قلبي، جوه قلبي، مش من بره ولا بالنضاره ولا بالكونتاكت لينسز ولا بزرع عدسه، لا 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 لا، الكلام ده كله خارجي، من جوه، من جوه يا عزيزي. لازم قلبنا يبقى مليان بمفهوم الحياة، ونعيش في الحق، ونعيش في الحب مع كل الناس، لنستحق أن يحل فينا ويعمل فينا إلهنا الصالح بنوره الحقيقي. له المجد في الكنيسة من الآن إلى الأبد. أمين.